So I'm just going to try to shed a little light into Melacha Shnei Tzricha L'Gufa. So far we've explained Rashi's Shita. Rashi understands Melacha Shnei Tzricha L'Gufa in a simple way. And the question always is that would I have rather had the situation to begin with? A normal Melacha is where I do something where the Melacha that I'm doing is bringing me a positive result and I wanted the whole situation. So for example, a person wants food and he cooks the food. He wanted the food there, he wanted to cook the food and he wanted the product after the food was cooked. Or if, let's say, a person wants to carry from one Rishus, let's say he's in Rishus Harab, and he wants to take something from Rishus Harab, and he's carrying water, and he wants to take it into his house, into Rishus HaYachid. So he wanted the whole situation, he wanted the water there, to be able to now carry it into his Rishus. Or let's say, for example, somebody wants to trap an animal, because he wants the animal. So he's very happy to have the animal there, and that he trapped it. A Melacha Shnei Tzricha L'Gufa would be, so for example, let's focus on trapping. Let's say something like a mosquito, where he would rather not have a mosquito there to begin with. He traps it just that it shouldn't bite him. But the trapping is not like trapping a deer for its skin or its meat. He just doesn't want the whole situation to begin with. That would be a Melacha Shnei Tzricha L'Gufa. Or like we said when we explained the Mishnah, if a person is, lo aleinu, carrying a mace out of his house into Rishus Harabim, that would be a Melacha Shnei Tzricha L'Gufa because he would have rather not had the whole situation to begin with, obviously. He just didn't want the mace in his house. Now, a different way to look at Melacha Shnei Tzricha L'Gufa is Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Tzadi Dalet. And the way Tosfos explains is that Melacha Shnei Tzricha L'Gufa means that each Melacha has to be done with the same purpose of what that Melacha was done in the Mishkan. And then the way the Rav Shulchan Aruch, the Baal HaTanya, learns that one can just ask a simple question, is the Melacha that I'm doing the Melacha with, is that item still needed? And that's how you're going to know if it's a Melacha Shnei Tzricha L'Gufa or not. So normally when one does a Melacha, the item that he's doing the Melacha with is still needed. For example, when one carries, if he still needs the item that he carries, that's a regular Melacha. If he doesn't need the item, like Lolenu, a dead body, that's not a Melacha, that's a Melacha Shnei Tzricha L'Gufa. Because that wasn't the Tachlis of what the Melacha was like in the Mishkan. The Tachlis of a Melacha, so for example, like trapping, because somebody wants the animal. Not that he doesn't want the animal. Because in the Mishkan, they used to trap things because they needed. They needed the tachash or the chilazon or things like that. Or for example, digging. Digging was needed in the Mishkan in order, let's say, to plant. That's what the hole is for. The focus of the digging is the hole. But if a person digs because he wants the dirt, that has nothing to do with the hole. He could care less about the ditch, the hole that he dug. Or like the case we had, when one extinguishes a candle in the Mishkan, extinguishing was in order to make coals. So the object that you were extinguishing with is still needed. Mashenkin, when you're extinguishing because somebody's afraid, or for a chol, or things like that, they couldn't care less about the object. So that's what defines Melacha Shnei Tzricha L'Gufa according to Tosfos. And then finally we have the Ramban's Shita, that he learns Melacha Shnei Tzricha L'Gufa, or let's first focus on Melacha Shnei Tzricha L'Gufa, means that the tachlis of the Melacha is the same as the benefit that the Melacha gives you, as opposed to a side benefit of the Melacha. So for example, digging, the main tachlis of digging would be to make a ditch to be able to plant. Mashenkin, the side thing is just getting dirt, but to you the dirt is the tachlis. The only time it's Melacha Shnei Tzricha L'Gufa is that your tachlis is in line with the benefit, with the direct benefit that the Melacha usually does. Another example, killing. Let's say a person swats a mosquito to kill it, that it shouldn't bite him. So your tachlis is not to kill the mosquito for the etzem benefit of what killing is in the Mishkan, which is for a productive benefit to use the item, whether it was the chilazon or whatever, or the tachash animal, they would kill it in order to take its skin off. You don't care about the animal, you don't care about the mosquito to take its skin off, obviously. Your tachlis is to just have it stop biting you. And regarding the difference between Tosfos Shita and the Ramban, and the Sefer Orcha Shabbos says a nafkamina would be if a person is shaving hair off the body. So according to the way we learned in Tosfos, the question always is, do I need the item itself that I'm doing the malacha to? So according to Tosfos, no, I don't need the hair. I'm doing a malacha to shave off hair. Do I need the hair? No. Therefore, it would be a malacha shein etzrich l'guf according to Tosfos. But according to the Ramban, the question is the benefit of shaving, is that the same benefit as what was done in the Mishkan? And the answer actually would be yes, because the purpose of shaving is to get rid of the hair, and that's certainly done. So that would be a Melacha Shnei Tzricha L'Gufa, according to the Ramban. And obviously this is a very big sugya, and I'm just giving a small, quick overview based on my limited knowledge, but hopefully it sheds a little light into how to understand the Melacha Shnei Tzricha L'Gufa.